be something to keep the bait from washing and caving off in the river.
The levee broke one time, didn't it?
Yes, the levee broke way back yonder and 20 and 27 it broke.
What was that like?
Oh, that was just like, you see that levee sitting there?
Uh-huh.
If that levee, that water get up there and it break here, right here, well, we blowed up. We had no way of getting out. Those people just get drowned. Some of them had to get drowned. Some of them go up trees. If it's so close, a tree wouldn't stand it. Until in 1912, we was in a backwater.
On the plantation?
Uh-huh. Way back on the back. We were living on the back. And the levee broke up here around Pine Bluff, somewhere up in there. And this water come in behind us. And we lay down that night, we didn't see no water. But to know it was coming that day. But it come so fast, we didn't even know it was coming that fast. And we got up next morning, the water running under our house.
How high did it get?
It got up in the house about like this.
About 4 feet?
According to, you know, how high your spot is, where you are. With so many places. Between and while we had to get out, well, we had to have boats to do that.
Did y'all flood this year?
Huh?
Were y'all flooded this year?
Not directly, no. We didn't have no break. But it, that water scares to death, and it continued raining all the time when the water was up. We had plenty of water coming down the river, coming down, you know, like in the, that water goes into the Gulf of Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's high, you see, this water here can't go in. It just sits up behind you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's totally it is here.
Tell me about the school that you went to. You said you didn't get to go very far.
I didn't. My daddy died. I don't remember him. You know, back time was tight. Well, I could have went some, but at that time, the old people didn't have too much mind. I have a sister, and they went on to school, but I didn't want to go. My mother didn't tell me to go, didn't make me go, and so that's why I lost mine. But I saw her a minute later that I did too.
Can you read and write now?
No.
Tell me some more about what kind of work you've had to do. Where all you've
been.
Well,
at that time we was farming. My mother died in 1913. Well, I was then about 14 years old, and when she died in 1913, we were farming. I had a stepdaddy. Well, I finished that crop with my stepdaddy that year.
Mm-hmm.
He gave me a bale of cotton, 500 pounds. Well, cotton wasn't but about 5 cents a pound or something like that. But I only got, when I sold my cotton, I got $25 out of my bale of cotton from a year's work.
Mm-hmm.
So I still didn't have anything.
How long did you stay on the plantation?
Well, after I finished that year with my dad, stepdaddy, I went on. I just had to come to Maine. I had to go to work for myself. I probably could have stayed on there with him, but he didn't have no interest. He didn't have no interest in me, and I just went on out and went to doing the best I could from then on until now.
Where did you live?
We lived down on the plantation.
I mean, you still lived with them, huh?
Uh-huh.